A piece of French technology may put an end to headaches associated with parking. This new device can help drivers locate free spots by contacting them on their cell phones. The technology was developed to deal with a slightly harder problem. It was first developed to help send scientific equipment to the planet Venus. Eleanor Beardsley has our story.
The southern French city of Toulouse is a festive place any time of year. In January, a dusting of snow covers its red-tiled rooftops, and an outdoor market buzzes with shoppers and vendors selling everything from jewelry to mulled wine. But just a block from this pedestrian paradise, the city's drivers face the daily reality of Toulouse gridlock. Sandrine Boulot is trying to inch out of a tiny parking space to join a long line of cars, slowly making its way up one of the city's narrow medieval streets. Her 2-year-old sleeps in the back seat. A 35-euro ticket for parking in a delivery zone lies on the dashboard.
If I'm lucky, I find a place. If not, I just go around and around and around until I do. It is so difficult to park in Toulouse.
That's exactly what Deputy Mayor Alexandre Martial wants to put an end to with his new parking aid.
The system is very simple. You have just to have a look on your smartphone, and you know in real time if parking spot is free or no.
Martial says the invention will cut down on gridlock and help the city to manage its parking spaces more effectively. And it will help the environment. Studies show that 60% of urban pollution in France is due to idling cars, many searching for a place to park. That also translates into millions of wasted hours for the drivers, says Martial.
I can reduce the waste of time. I can reduce the spending gasoline, yes. It's very important, I think, for the planet.
An idea Martial came up with several years ago has now become an actual prototype called Liberta. It's being tested on the streets of Toulouse by a local startup company with the same name. Tony Marchand, Liberta's technical director, points to a section of road where tiny receptors have been implanted just under the pavement.
These receptors send the information to that little box over there, which then transmits it to a central server, which sends it out to your telephone in real time.
The receptors store and transmit many different bits of information using radio signals. Marchand points out one car that arrived at 8 a.m. that morning and another car that's been there for days. He says most cities only collect about a third of the money they should from their parking meters. Next month, Liberta will widen the test area in Toulouse by installing 70 more sensors and hooking them up with a pool of 80 users. If all goes well, there are plans to cover the entire city by the end of 2011. Marchand says that while several such parking schemes are being developed in the world, Liberta is the only one that doesn't need a satellite connection, so it doesn't have the same problems as GPS systems, which are often blocked by narrow streets or tall buildings. At the Toulouse headquarters of the French Space Research Agency, Antonio Guel says he's in charge of bringing space research down to Earth. He says Liberta took advantage of space technologies developed and patented in France over the last few years.
They were researched and patented to help stratospheric balloons carrying scientific instruments land on Venus and communicate with each other without using heavy-duty transmission equipment. And that's really the advantage of Liberta, that it works without a satellite.
Liberta may soon be helping cars find parking spots in Toulouse and other cities in Europe and Canada, but there's one thing drivers may not appreciate, says Guel. Liberta will also be able to tell the police when the time's expired on your parking meter. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Toulouse, France.